Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled, and today's Mishnah is being learned with Chazal Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Efrayim, Receiving Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now we're talking about a Shavuos of Madim Miktas. Reuven was to be asked something from Shimon, and he partially admitted, "Yes, I owe that to you." He has to make a Shavuos regarding the other part that he doesn't owe it. Now we had said that the Ida has to be Mimin HaTaina. The admission of "Yes, I owe you some" has to be relevant to what the Taina is. But if it has nothing to do with what the Taina is, so he doesn't have to make a Shavuos of Madim Miktas. And here we have more examples of that. Mishnah Gimel tells us, "Litra Zav Yashal Biyadecha." Reuven tells Shimon, "You owe me a whole litra of Zav." I want Shimon to respond, "Ein lecha biyadi elo litra kesef. I only owe you a litra of kesef." Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas because he asked for gold and is responding that I owe you silver. However, let's say he tells him, "Dinner Zav yashli biyadecha. You owe me a golden coin," and he responds, "Ein lecha biyadi elo dinner kesef. I only owe you the silver coin called a dinner, or utrisis, upundyon, upruta." These are all different denominations of coins. In this case, Chayiv, he does have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas, shakal min matbea echad, because everything here revolves around the discussion of coins. He says, "You owe me a big coin." The guy responds, "I'll use small coin," even though maybe the coins are made of different metals. One is gold, one is silver, maybe one is copper. It's still all considered mimin hataina, and he would have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas. Another example, let's even tell Shimon, "Kar tvu yashli biyadecha. You owe me a whole kar of grain," which is quite a decent amount. And Shimon responds, "Ein lecha biyadi elo lasech kitnes. I only owe you a lasech," which is a half of a kar of kitnes, of beans. Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvuah, because kitnes is not considered tvuah. It's not mimin hataina. However, let's say Reuven tells Shimon, "Kar peris. You owe me a car of produce." And the response was, "Ein lecha biyadi elo lasech kitnes. I only owe you a lasech," which is a half of a car of kitnes. Chayiv, he does have to make a shvuah, shakitnes b'chal peiros, because kitnes is included in peiros. Again, peiros just means produce, and kitnes is considered produce. So if he would have to make a shvuah, ma'adim miktas. Another example, tanoi chitin, v'hadalai b'sa'irim. If Reuven said, "You owe me wheat," and Shimon's response was, "I owe you barley," he's potter. That's not considered min hataina. However, Rav Gamliel says he is chayiv, even though it's not min hataina, he still would have to make a shvuah. Another example, Hatoin l'chaver b'kadei shemen. Reuven tells Shimon, "You owe me a whole bunch of flasks of oil." V'hoidu l'abikankanim, and he admits that yes, I owe you the flasks, but not the oil. So Admin says, "Hoil v'hoidu loy miktas min ha'taino yishova." Since he admitted to part of the taino, he has to swear. The way Admin looks at it is that there's one taino that has two parts to it. You owe me flasks and also oil, and he said, "I owe you flasks, but not oil." So that's called ma'adim miktas, and it requires a shvuah. However, Chamer say, "Ain oidu min ha'taino." The admission has nothing to do with the taino. The taino is two separate things completely. He's asking for flasks and oil. That's two separate tainas. In regards to the flasks, he says, "Yes, I owe you that." In regards to the oil, he says, "I don't know what you're talking about." And since the Chacham look at it as two totally separate tainas, they say he admitted 100% to one of them and denied 100% of the other one. So that's not ma'adim miktas. Now, Rav Gamliel, he tells us, "Royani is divrei admin. I see the words of admin, and actually that's who the halacha is like." Now, another example, tanu kelim karkais. Let's say Reuven was tevea from Shemen, kelim and karka. Kelim would be any sort of vessel. Let's say it's wine barrel. And karka would be talking about the vineyard itself. So he says, "Look, you owe me wine barrels and a vineyard." And he admitted, "Yes, I owe you the kalim, the barrels, but I don't owe you any land. I don't owe you a vineyard." Or he admitted to the karka, but he denied the kalim. Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvuah because this is considered two totally separate tainas, and he's admitting to one and he's denying the other one completely. It's not called ma'adim miktas. It's not a partial admission. Now let's say he admitted to part of the karka. In regards to the kalim, he said, "I don't owe you any of the kalim. I don't owe you any wine barrels, and I owe you half of a vineyard." Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvuah, and that's because there's something called einish bain al karkayis. We don't make a shvuah ma'adim miktas when we're dealing with karka and we're dealing with land. However, miktas ha-kelim, chayiv. If he admitted to part of the kelim, he would be chayiv. In other words, he said, "I don't owe you the vineyard at all, but I do owe you half of the wine barrels you're asking from me." So then he does have to make a shvuah on the other half of the wine barrels, and not only that, he also has to make a shvuah on the karka. Why is that? Shanachasim she'en lamachrayis, zoikin es hanachasim she'esh lamachrayis lishav aleim. Nachasim she'en lamachrayis means metaltalin, movable objects like wine barrels. Those are zoikek. They cause a person to also make a shvuah on nechasim shiesh lamachrayis, meaning karka. So even though if a person partially admits to just a claim of karka, he does not have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas, like we just said before. Here, since he has to make a valid shvuah ma'adim miktas in regards to metaltalin, we can roll over that shvuah onto karka as well. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, ein nishbain al tainas chereshayt v'katon. A person does not have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas if the taina was made by chereshayt or katon. A cheresh is somebody who's deaf mute. A shayt is somebody who doesn't have his full faculties, and a katan is somebody under bar mitzvah. We find these grouped together all throughout Shas, Mishnayos, and Gemara, and this is based off a drasha and pasuk that the person has to be a grown man and they have to be of full faculties and they can't be a cheresh. Therefore, he doesn't have to make a shvuah ma'adim miktas to such a taina. Furthermore, ve'ein mashbi'in es hakatan, we can never make a katan take a shvuah. That's even a shvuah derabanan. Aval nishbaim la katan ula hektesh, we could make a shvuah to a katan and to hektesh. This is specifically referring to a case where, let's say, Reuven lent Shimon money. Shimon lo'alenu passed away, leaving young children as yarshim, and now Reuven is trying to collect the money from the Yarshim, even if he has a shtar proving that he's owed the money, still he would have to make a shvua to those ketanim, to those kids. And Hektish is a similar case. Let's say again we have Reuven who lent Shimon money, and then Shimon was makdish some of his nechasim. He dedicated them to the Beis HaMikdash, and now Reuven's coming to Shimon saying, you owe me money. And he says, look, all my nechasim are Hektish. Since they were already meshubed, since they were on lien to pay the loan to Reuven before he was makdish them, so Reuven could go to the Gizbar, the treasurer of Hektish, and say, look, you have to give me that property. However, he has to make a shvua beforehand that he wasn't paid back. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Vav. Continue our discussion of those who don't have a din of shvua. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.